It's Vikings game plan and very deep stretch before we get to the winning formula, the DraftKings star of the week. Why not? He scored the only touchdown at Lambeau Field. He's Stephon Diggs. Thirteen and three is upon us. Bears at U.S. Bank Stadium to close the regular season. Wobby from Vikings.com and Ron Johnson from Vikings Game Day Live to go over some pertinent Vikings and NFL-related topics, and we begin here. The Minnesota Vikings have won the NFC North two of the last 3 years. Is it fair to say the tides have turned in the NFC North and the Vikings for the immediate future are the team to beat?
I'm going to give Wobby an early Christmas present. Because I'm going to say
ho.
No.
Oh, you're going to give me the layup?
I'm going to give you the layup. So I'm going to say no, and there's a reason. Aaron Rodgers was hurt most of the season. So I want to see a healthy AR-12 to like clearly make it known that the Vikings defense does not matter if Aaron's in there. And also the NFC North. If Aaron's there, where do they fall? So that's what I'm saying, no.
That Packers team you saw the other night was going to win 14 games? I don't think so. The tides are not turning. They have turned. The Vikings are the kings of the North. As you said, Paul, two of the last three division championships are here in Minnesota. The Vikings have defeated the Packers four of the last five.
Whoa!
We have a more talented roster, and we have a great coaching staff, and the road to the division championship next season will go through Minneapolis.
Now, as we head into the postseason, hopefully the Minnesota Vikings are 13-3, hosting a playoff game in the divisional round, but you have a lot of talented teams from the NFC in the postseason. The question, other than the Vikings, who is the best team in the NFC?
I like the Rams, and I think them not having a great home field advantage is maybe a crack in the armor that you can point to. But other than that, I think they are a really well-rounded and balanced team. I like them in all phases. Now, losing Greg Zuerlein does not help on special teams.
Right.
But they are good on special teams. I really like what Wade Phillips has done with that defense. And even with an inexperienced quarterback like Jared Goff, I think Sean McVay is innovative and creative enough to be able to find ways to score points. I think the Rams are a tough out.
I'm going to have to put some beads on because I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh, man.
I got to go with Drew Brees.
What are you going to do with those beads?
Throw them out to Wobby.
Right.
Alvin Kamara.
I don't want to see that sight.
Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas has gone unnoticed because of what Kamara and Ingram have done. Mm-hmm. In the last five games, Thomas is the number one targeted red zone receiver, the number one receiver with catches, and also the number one receiver as far as first downs in the red zone. So at 6'5", he's underused because of Kamara. So that's scary.
Gentlemen, the Philadelphia Eagles are the one seed in the NFC. Are we disrespecting Fly Eagles Fly?
Yeah, we did. We did disrespect them. Put the two teams on the field. I'm taking the Rams over the Eagles in that matchup.
I'm going to disrespect the Eagles because I think no matter who goes to Philadelphia after the wild card, Carolina, Atlanta, Seattle even, if they make it, and the Saints, all four of those teams can beat. And the Rams, all four of those teams can beat
and
Philly.
You know what that
means? They have to come back to Minnesota for the NFC Championship.
Exactly right, my man.
Who is the most improved Viking overall? Offense, defense, special teams, whatever you want. Most improved Viking in 2017.
I'm going to have to go with Trey Waynes, the Minnesota Spartan. One reason is last year, two receivers had over 100 yards where they were big, drastic games. Marquise Lee with the Jaguars, and then Jordy Nelson, the debacle that happened in Green Bay, 154 yards. You look at this year, one guy, Marvin Jones, and that wasn't even Trey Waynes' guy. No number two receivers had 100 yards on him this season or even had a flash game where you're like, Trey, what are you doing? And then penalties, he's cut his penalties down by half from last year to this year of not just being in the area, looking for the ball, and then making a play on the ball. So Trey Waynes.
And Trey Waynes is number one on the Vikings for tackles amongst cornerbacks.
Yeah, I think Ron's right. It's probably Trey Waynes.
Same.
But let's take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Anthony Barr. Yep. I think we have seen a different player in Anthony Barr when it comes I don't want to say effort and attitude because I don't think Anthony had a bad attitude or poor effort. He just seems to be playing with more suddenness and more intensity this season. And I think when he's playing at this level, at his next level, that really elevates the whole defense. So I want to give a shout out to Anthony Barr. I think he's had a great campaign.
13-3 after today.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
13-3 after today.
No question.
How good has this been all season? Thanks for watching. When you get an opportunity, for the Vikings Entertainment Network, Ron Johnson, Mike Wobshaw, and everybody else, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.